Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Arab Spring brought fresh hope for freedom and change, but for believers, that's been anything but true. Open Doors' Carl Mueller says,
the political dimensions of almost every one of the revolution has become the contours of an Islamic government,
resulting in a spike in persecution. The situation's still fluid. However, Mueller expects to see an exodus.
We think that Christians will emigrate more. We think there will be an upswing in persecution and restrictions, but we're still hopeful and prayerful that the church in the region will continue to grow nonetheless.
Pray strength for Christians in the region and gospel opportunities. Next, can you imagine spending Christmas in prison just because you organized a prayer rally? How about three Christmases? Yang Xuan has been in prison in China since November 2009 when he led a prayer rally after the government raided his church. This year, Voice of the Martyrs is calling on you to help send 200 encouraging letters to Yang by Christmas. Go to our website to send the letter. Pray for Yang to be bold in sharing Christ in the meantime. And U.S.-based Forbes magazine gave the Bible translation world a boost when it ranked Wycliffe Bible translators. Vice President of Advancement for Wycliffe, Les Klein, announces,
Wycliffe has been named one of the top religious charities in the country, ranked number 3 among religious charities with private support, and number 5 overall.
Ultimately, Wycliffe's growth mixed with this high ranking means a leap forward for Bible translation and the spread of the gospel. Wycliffe's goal is to get translation projects started in every language on earth by the year 2025. Now that goal's looking better and better. Pray. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The new Matthew West Christmas CD, Heart of Christmas, is waiting for you. For a gift of any amount, we'll send this to you with our thanks. Get your CD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.